Hi, this is Kevin Craig, the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in Southwest Missouri, the 7th District, with a message for Republicans. My campaign philosophy can be summed up in three words: liberty under God. I believe this is the philosophy that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation, well, in the history of the world. And in the Southwest Missouri, the 7th District, you have your choice for your representative in the House of Representatives between this philosophy of liberty under God, a Republican who is posing as a Democrat, and Billy Long, the Republican nominee, who really is Roy Blunt 2.0, a new version of our old congressman. Now, a lot of you are probably voting for Roy Blunt for United States Senate, mainly because you don't want Robin Carnahan, the Democrat, to win the race. But that's not the case in the race for Congress. You have a choice between a genuine conservative who's campaigning on the philosophy of liberty under God and Roy Blunt's successor, Roy Blunt's political successor. And what's wrong with Roy Blunt? Well, in 1996, when Roy Blunt was first elected, the Republican Party platform made a number of promises. And I'm quoting one. It's on the page you're looking at right now. As a first step in reforming government, let me back up. As a first step, this is just the first step to reforming government, we support the elimination of the departments of commerce, housing and urban development, education, and energy, and the elimination of other agencies such as the National Endowment for the Arts, or it might be called the National or the Federal Department of Pornography, and others, including the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the agency that recently fired Juan Williams, the Fox correspondent. That was 14 years ago, and in the intervening period, the Republicans owned all three branches of government. They controlled Congress, they had the White House, and a majority of the Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans. What happened? Did any of these promises get kept? Were any of these bureaucracies eliminated or abolished? The answer is no, not a single one. In fact, they all had their budgets increased. Even the Federal Department of Pornography had its budget increased under the Republicans. In fact, under the Bush administration, Bill Clinton's Department of Education budget was actually doubled. Now, the mark of true conservatives used to be no federal interference in local schools, no federal regulation. But the Bush administration, the Republican-controlled government, doubled Bill Clinton's education budget, bringing even more federal control over local schools and the imposition of the religion of secular humanism. This is what Republicans have given us. And here you have an opportunity in this midterm election to really change that and to send a strong message that you oppose the continued perpetuation of big government policies and small government rhetoric. They say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It's like Charlie Brown and Lucy. Lucy promising to hold the football, and Charlie Brown each time running up and trying to kick the football, Lucy pulls it away, and Charlie Brown falls flat on his back. The Republicans have been promising smaller government. Republican voters go to the polls, and the Republican Party pulls the football of small government away, and Republican voters are left flat on their back. This has happened over and over and over for the last, well, 20, 40, maybe even 80 years. When was the last time a Republican actually gave us a budget which was one dime smaller than the budget the previous year? You can't think of it. It probably wasn't in your lifetime. If you vote Libertarian, you are sending the strongest possible message that you believe in smaller government. You believe in less government regulation and cutting government spending. No more powerful message could be sent than voting Libertarian. So I hope you'll check out some of the links on this website, one of the largest, if not the largest, candidate website on the internet, hundreds of pages showing how the philosophy, the original American philosophy of liberty under God, solves our problems and brings prosperity and liberty. I hope you'll consider these links seriously and make your vote on November 2nd for the Libertarian candidate, Kevin Craig. Thanks very much for listening to this message.